Today, in discussing Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, I want to cover names 942 and 943 according to the numbering system of Parashara Bhatta, which means the two names are Bhubhuva and Lakshmi. However, other commentators split up these names differently, or don't split them at all. Baladev Vidyabhushan takes Bhu as one name and Bhuvo Lakshmi as another. Other make two names like this, Bhur Bhuva and Lakshmi, or one name, Bhur Bhuva Lakshmi. Getting a bit confusing? Well, it doesn't matter. It's all for glorification of the Supreme Lord. Bhur Bhuva, 942 in Parashara Bhatta's numbering. He takes Bhu to mean, from the root Bhu, to be, to exist, to live, to support, and Bhuvaha, of the support. So he takes this to be the support of all supports, and the different interpreters unpack this name. They mostly unpack it to mean, if we take Bhur Bhuva as one name, then they unpack it to mean the support of all supports. Vishnu, Krishna is the support of all supports. We just had in Anadi, the name Anadi, a discussion of the cause of all causes. So he's also the support of all supports. It means he causes everything, and ultimately he's the cause of everything, and he causes that which supports. Some things support others. So he's the cause of all causes, but he's also the support of all supports. Having caused things, he still remains involved, maybe remotely. Krishna doesn't have much to do with this material world. He's ultimately, he gives, you support this, you support that. I'll explain this just a little on. But ultimately, he supports everything. The power to support, this power to do anything, comes from him. The commentators don't quote this verse, but it came to my mind immediately. Mataparataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya mai sarvam idang protang sutre mani gana eva. Well-known verse from Gita. Krishna says, there's nothing, no one superior to me, not even slightly, O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna. And then especially in relation to the support of all supports, we're looking at the second line of this verse, mai sarvam idang protang sutre manigana eva. That everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. The thread supports the pearls. We don't see the thread. But without the thread, there's no necklace. So it's unseen, but it is essential to have a necklace. Otherwise, you just get scattered pearls here and there. So in the same way, we may not see he who is the support of everything, but we should know that he is very certainly there. Parashara Bhatta explains this to mean that he is the abode or the support of those who really live by realizing their relation to the Lord. Parashara Bhatta explains that a person who has proper knowledge, correct knowledge, that he, Vishnu, is the master and I, am his servant, is one who is bu, one who lives, means one who really lives. Because living in illusion, living as a madman, that's not really life at all. And for such a person, Bhagavan is the support. Of course, he supports everyone and everything, but this point is being stressed, that he directly gets involved. There's no direct reference to Gajendra here, although it could have been worked, it feasibly could have been worked in, nor in the upcoming names. So it appears that Parashar Bhatta's long series of names explained in terms to the deliverance of Gajendra is now over. Another Sri Vaishnava commentator, Srimad Srimushnam Arndavan, explains that Bhagavan is like Bhumi, like the earth, the support for those who have the consciousness of being his servant. So he's the foundation for them. And again, just as the earth is the foundation on which everyone lives, even the creatures in the ocean is resting on the earth, or even the creatures that live in the air, they have to come to the earth. So he is like that. He's the foundation, but especially of those who recognize that he is their foundation. Shankaracharya explains this absolutely in reference to the earth, that he, Vishnu, supports the earth, who in turn supports everything else. So in this way, he supports not only the earth, but everything else also. Sometimes we see a pyramid of acrobats, where there's maybe 10 in the bottom layer, and then 9 in the next, 8 in the next, like that. So the ones on the bottom support those directly above them, and indirectly they support all the acrobats, or whatever you want to call them, above them. That's an important point to know, that he is supporting us. Without his support, we can't exist. That's true both materially, these bodies can't exist without his support, and even materially. He's the base, the basis of everything. Satyadeva Vasishta gives another nuanced meaning, that he exists in himself. He's the support of himself. In other words, there's nothing else which is the cause for his existence or for his creation or for his existence. Just previously we had the name Anadi, the cause of all causes. So the cause of all causes is also he's uncaused, and he's the support of himself. There's nothing else which supports him. Which we're speaking ontologically here about Vishnu. Although in terms of love, he relies on his devotees. He craves that love. Another commentator takes this to mean he who is the source of all knowledge. He's the support of everything, the source of everything. So he is the source of all knowledge. That Satyadeva Vasishta, I believe, also gives that. Savasachaham hriti sannivishtaha matasmritya gyanam apohanam cha. Situated in the hearts of all, Krishna says, I give knowledge, memory, and forgetfulness. Baladev Vidyabhushan takes the name Bhu to mean he is merciful to Brahma, although Brahma was at fault. And then Baladeva will take Bhuvo Lakshmi as another name, where Bhu he takes, and then Bhuvo Lakshmi. Parashara Bhatta takes name 943, the name of Vishnu, to be Lakshmi. And we may be very surprised to hear that the name of Vishnu is Lakshmi. But wait a minute, that's his wife's name, isn't it? There's Vishnu and there's Lakshmi. Is it all one? Well, maybe. let's go on. If we take one name, Bhuvo Lakshmi, as Baladev does, or Bhuva Lakshmi, then Lakshmi doesn't come out as female name. But here, the way Parashara Bhatta takes, he takes the name Lakshmi as an individual name. And it's of feminine gender. And the commentator, Radhakrishna Shastri, takes it to be that Vishnu, is so much associated with her. He's so close to her. He's always associated with her, with Lakshmi. She never leaves him ever. She's always there on his chest. So in this way, because she is so intimately connected with him, therefore, it's not, or it is appropriate. It is the name of Vishnu to call him Lakshmi. Of course, in our Gaurīya Vaiṣṇava Sampradaya, we put the emphasis on Radha as the Adi Lakshmi, the origin of Lakshmi. But in the Sri Vaiṣṇava Sampradaya especially, very, very, very high regard. Sri, their Sampradaya is called Sri, coming from Sri Lakshmi, and they put the highest value or highest adoration to Lakshmi, at least as much as that of Vishnu. Just like with Gauriya, Radha Krishna, at least as much, if not more, regard for Radha than Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport on Canto 4, Chapter 7, Text 36 of Srimad Bhagavatam, "The Lord is praised with the goddess of fortune. Wherever Lord Vishnu is worshipped, naturally there is the favor of the goddess of fortune." There is a lot in Bhagavatam also about Lakshmiji herself, especially in the nine cantos prior to the 10th canto. Lakshmi is the goddess of plenteousness, prosperity, beauty, good fortune, desired by materialistic people in a materialistic way, but the personification of all good fortune that is naturally pertains to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She enacted the pastime of coming into existence with the churning of the milk ocean. She enacted the pastime of coming from that water with a garland in her hand and choosing Vishnu as her husband, although he is her eternal husband. Whenever he appears in this world, she always accompanies him. When he came as Ram, she's there as Sita. When he comes as Krishna, she comes, she's there in various forms. The Adi Lakshmi Radha as Rukmini. She's inseparable from him, and we worship Lakshmi Narayana together. If we try to worship Lakshmi separately, as materialistic people do, then we are falling into the illusion that Ravana was in. He wanted to enjoy Lakshmi, Sita, separately from Rama. He got in a lot of trouble for doing that. We should not try to separate Lakshmi from Vishnu. Sometimes Vishnu, he has some work to do. He rushes out of Vaikuntha. Again, I'm coming to Gajendra Leela here. He rushed out of Vaikuntha to attend to the distressed Gajendra, apparently leaving Lakshmi behind, but she resides on his chest always. In this way, by residing there, she declares, he's mine, I'm his. She's always properly situated with him, as a woman is always properly situated with her husband, and he is always properly situated with her. They're inseparable. So the name Lakshmi, which usually refers to, we think of Mother Lakshmi. If we say Lakshmi, it's a name for in the Vishnu Sahasranam. There's no Lakshmi without Vishnu. So it's also a reference to him. She is, if we think of her as mother, Mother Lakshmi, and we are just like her children. So her children who are devoted to their spiritual father and mother, Vishnu and Lakshmi, are very happily situated in their shelter. In the series of names about the Archiradi Marga, how the jiva becomes liberated from material contamination, ultimately reaches Sri Vaikuntha, and finally climbs up the snake bed of Vishnu, where she's serving him, and is affectionately seated on the lap of Vishnu. She sees that her children, who are devoted to both of them, safely reach to his affectionate, to be petted by him on his lap. She wants to see her children in the shelter of their father, her husband. People are very eager to get Lakshmi in this world, but really to get Lakshmi means to get the opportunity to serve her along with Narayana. And for us Gauriyas, Radha Krishna. Lakshmi prays to Vishnu. I'm reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 22, Srila Prabhupada's translation. O Supreme Unconquerable Lord, when they become absorbed in thoughts of material enjoyment, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, as well as other demigods and demons, undergo severe penances and austerities to receive my benedictions. But I do not favor anyone, however great he may be, unless he is always engaged in the service of your lotus feet. Because I always keep you within my heart, I cannot favor anyone but a devotee. So the real favor of Lakshmi is to get her blessings for devotion to Vishnu. She might favor a devotee by not giving him wealth. That's her favor. By withholding her attractions in the form of material wealth, that's actually not the business of Lakshmi. Her wealth is the spiritual wealth of service to Vishnu. Previously we had the name Ananta Shri, so that's very similar, that he possesses unlimited opulence. One way in which this name Lakshmi can be understood to be a name of Vishnu is that she, of course, is the very personification of the qualities of beauty, fame, brightness, splendor, wealth, all auspicious qualities, he is always associated with such qualities which are personified in her. Therefore, it's appropriate to call him Lakshmi. From the quest for enlightenment, in the chapter Bhakti, the Art of Eternal Love, we have the following. This is a book redacted from Srila Prabhupada's teachings, his writings, his lectures. Srila Prabhupada says, just think how rich, we're talking about Lakshmi, wealth. Krishna is the wealth, therefore Lakshmi. Srila Prabhupada writes, so, just think how rich and charitable Krishna is. He is distributing food to millions and millions of living entities every day. He is distributing food to millions and millions of living entities every day. We are proud if we can feed 100, 200, 500, 2,000 people, but there are millions and millions of animals all over the world, and Krishna is supplying them all with food. Actually, there is no scarcity of food. Human beings sometimes experience a scarcity of food because they misuse their advanced consciousness. Therefore, they are put into trouble. If people would take up Krishna consciousness, all these troubles would be finished. If we come in contact with the ultimate source of all wealth, if we recognize that he is the ultimate support of us all, then we won't have any shortage of anything. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, there is no scarcity of anything in this world except a scarcity of Krishna consciousness. Parasha Bhatta says that to call him Lakshmi means that he alone is wealth for his devotees. All wealth, all prosperity, he's all in all for them. Parasha Bhatta gives examples from the Ramayana and Mahabharata. From Ramayana, Vibhishana says to Lord Rama that my kingdom, my life, and my happiness, they're all centered in you. In Mahabharata, a description of the Pandavas in relation to Krishna. Krishna Shraya, Krishna Bala, Krishna Natascha Pandavaha, Krishna Parayanam Tesham, Jyoti Sham Iva Chandrama. For the Pandavas, Krishna is their shelter, their support. Here we have again support. Krishna is their strength. Krishna is their Lord and Master and their shelter. They are fully absorbed in, devoted to Krishna. They are like the light in relation to the moon. They shine, the source of their shining is he. Krishna has all wealth for giving. What's that for? He has all wealth, all opulences. He wants to give it all to his devotees. So that way, he's the possessor of Lakshmi. He's the possessor of wealth. Also, he is wealth for the devotees who want him and nothing else. Some people, they're just fixed. I want to be rich. So devotees in the same way should be greedy. I want Krishna. I want Krishna. I want Krishna. Lakshman says in Ramayana, this is quoted by commentator Krishna, commentator by the name Krishna. Na deva loka kramanam na amaratvam aham rene aishvaryam va viloka nam ramaye na tvaya vira. Lakshman says to Rama, I don't want to go to the heavenly worlds. I don't want immortality. I don't even want to be victorious in battle or have any wealth of any kind. All I want is you, Ram. Beautiful. Hanuman also, we find in Ramayana, Sneho me paramora jantvai nityam pratishtitaha bhaktischa niyata vira bhavo nanyatra gachati. In my mind, he says, I don't seek anything except eternal, constant devotion to you, Ram. The only thing my heart wishes for is to be eternally dedicated to you in a spirit of service and devotion. From the Alvas, Tirupana Alva says that addressing Ranganatha, the Lord of Sri Rangam, ah, my eyes have seen such sweet nectar. I don't want to see anything else ever again. So this is the wealth for the devotees. As a materialist, a certain kind of materialist, very greedy materialist, just wants money, 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 money. So devotees just want Krishna, 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 Krishna. He is wealth for the devotees, Lakshmi. Another of the Alvars says, when I have this taste of seeing you, being happy with you right here and now, Ranganatha Swami, I don't even want the nectar of going to Vaikuntha. I'm happy right here. There are many other such verses. Mukunda Mala also. And we have many verses. That I just want devotion to you, nothing else. Shankaracharya gives a few combinations of the words bhu, bhuvaha, and Lakshmi. One of them is bhuvo lakshmihi. For the word Lakshmi, Shankara says shobha, splendor, all that is nice, all that is good, all that is desirable, and gives the understanding that Bhagavan is not only the support for the earth, but he's also the splendor of the earth. Very nice. All glories to Shankaracharya for saying such nice things. Then, Bhur Bhuvo Lakshmihi, one who is in the form of the beauty, Lakshmi, of this earth, Bhu, and of the world beyond, Bhuvaha, the outer space, you can say. So, Bhu Bhuva Lakshmihi, he who illumines the earth and the space beyond it. Another understanding Shankaracharya gives for the name Bhu Bhuva Lakshmihi is that he who is in the form of the earth, Bhu, the space, Bhuvaha, and Atma Vidya. Lakshmi, here he takes to mean Atma Vidya, knowledge of the self, and he takes this meaning from Vishnu Purana, where Lakshmi's one name is given as Atma Vidya. You see how deeply learned in Shastra these commentators are to find so many different meanings. Lakshmi and Vishnu are the ones who give Atma Vidya, knowledge of the self. So he is the giver. He and she give this knowledge. Another way of looking at Lakshmi is in the term of Laksha, which means to notice something, to perceive it, or to point out something. So, one of the commentators, Krishna Datta Bharadvaj, gives the idea that he notices the devotees, he takes care of them, shows love to them. Or another meaning is he points out, this is the way to go. This is the way to go to get out of this material world and come to me. Satyasandha Tirtha of the Madhva Sampradaya gives this same root, Laksha for Lakshmi. And in this way, Lakshmi can be considered a male name also. Again, he sees those who are endowed with good virtues as his wealth. So combining both meanings. To see and wealth both mean Lakshmi. So he sees those with who have good virtues, good qualities as his treasure, and he is regarded as the Supreme Lord by those who are themselves virtuous. Satyadeva Vashishta combines several of these meanings to say that he who makes those who are endowed with Lakshmi, wealth, beauty, and so on, shine. We actually see that people who have wealth, they have beauty, they have fame, they have bodily luster. Satyadeva Vashishta, again, bringing out these different meanings. Lakshmi is present everywhere, pervades everything, as does Vishnu. Just like the sun is visible from a vast distance because he, Vishnu, has endowed the sun with such shobha, again, as Shankaracharya takes Lakshmi to mean shobha or splendor. So everything is made seen, everything. So in the same way, the sun is that which makes things seen. So he is the one who makes all things known. So we see how the commentators, they go into the meanings of the names and bring out so many different meanings. And they all glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And devotees are very happy to hear all of this. Lakshmi means good fortune. Krishna is Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. So the cause of all good fortune is remembering him, as is stated in the Bhagavatam. Avismriti Krishna Padaravindayoho Kshinotya Badhrani Chashantanoti Satvasya Shudhing Paramatma Bhaktim Jnanam Chavijnana Viraga Yuktam. Remembrance of Lord Krishna's lotus feet destroys everything inauspicious and awards the greatest good fortune. It purifies the heart and bestows devotion for the Supreme Soul, along with knowledge enriched with realization and renunciation. There's so much in that verse. You'd have to look it up and see and meditate about it and think about it. If we just say it, it's hard to catch everything. There's so much in that verse. So the cause of all good fortune of Lakshmi is remembering him. And concomitantly, the cause of all misfortune is forgetting him. Therefore, everyone in this material world is suffering. Their misfortune is forgetting him. And therefore, preaching Krishna consciousness is the best welfare work. We want to distribute wealth to others, Lakshmi. But we should know that real Lakshmi, real good fortune, is to give people the ways to come to Krishna, Krishna consciousness, preaching Krishna consciousness. Baladev Vidyabhushan says that he is called Bhuvo Lakshmihi because the previous name is that Bhu, he says. So Bhuvo Lakshmi, because he adorns the land, Bhu, of Raja. He is the beauty, the Lakshmi, of the land, Bhuvaha, of Raja. Vancha kalpatarubhyas chakripa sindhubhya eva chapatitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.